against the wall. What's the pressure like? What's the feeling here tonight?
Well, as a group, this is the closest to death we're ever going to get. So in a way, we should feel the most alive. We're only promised tomorrow. And, you know, this is what we've been working since spring training for, to have this opportunity. And it's just one more time to show out and leave everything on the field. And however the dice is going to land, it's going to land.
Ever the philosopher, Nick Castellanos, putting in perspective.
I mean, he ain't lying, man. Ain't nobody trying to hit that today, man.
How about go hit? How about go hit tonight?
Castellanos.
That's catch you want me to apologize to, huh? He being real reflective. He wasn't bad yesterday. But ain't no time. Like, ain't nobody trying to hit that today, man. Ain't nobody trying to hit that today.
To put it in perspective.
He's a player on the team. What's he going to say? Like, no, we're screwed.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to say.
Just saying, it's the most time you could be alive. No,
what do you expect from
Castellanos?
I mean, I get it, but it's just like, man, every now and then we ain't trying to hit it. Just like the whole Rocky thing. Rocky would have been proud. How would Rocky feel yesterday?
Rocky would be pissed.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure, and Rocky should be pissed today. And he'll be proud tonight if they win. That's how this works.
Not a Rocky effort.
Oh, well, you know what it was? It was a Rocky 3 effort when he wasn't locked in the beginning of Rocky 3. The guy's ass kicked.
How are you not locked in, though?
That did feel a little like Clubber Rocky 1 yesterday. Just like knockout.
How are you not locked in?
Well, I think they're locked in. They're just flawed. And the Mets were taking advantage. And the reality is this. As much as I don't think, I'm not willing to say right this second the series is over, we could be real. The Mets since the beginning of June have been better than the Phillies. Like, this isn't that crazy what's happening. We just hope that the Phillies could find a way to win a baseball game tonight and get this thing back to Philadelphia for game number 5. All right, more on Castellanos. You know, he was talking about, like, listen, if they can get a game tonight, maybe they get this thing back here. The Mets don't want to come back for a game 5. Here's Castellanos.
Instead of just flushing it and forgetting it, I think right now it's really important to embrace what the situation is. We lose, we're going home. Baseball's over for us. And, you know, it's a great opportunity, because if we're able to come in and scrape out a win here, I know that they do not want to go back to Philly for a game 5.
Well, he's right about that.
No, he's definitely right about that.
Look, you know, I expect everyone today, and we'll go to the phones here in a second, 215-592-9494, to be upset, frustrated. You know, you want to throw the towel in like Kyle did? Go for it. I'm not gonna tell you you're crazy today. I'll just say this. In a 5-game series, like a lot of us before the series thought it would go 5. I did. You have to lose 2 of the first 4 to get to 5. I'm not shocked we're here. I am frustrated. I wish the Phillies were in the driver's seat so they had cushion in case today goes wrong. But this is how these series go. They teeter. They go back and forth, back and forth. The Phillies winning tonight would be very similar to what we thought before the series. It's just the way we got here is uncomfortable.
No, it's uncomfortable, but I guess the reason why I'm more upset and miffed is because of the way it happened last night. It happened kind of like it happened Saturday night, for the most part.
Offensively.
And guys not being patient in the count. There were a few guys that you could tell were locked into that were trying to work the count and make the pitcher work a little bit harder. But for the most part, it was, for me, it was bonehead baseball. Like, Alec Bohm gets an opportunity. And I'm not harping on it, but, man, that to me, Joe, that felt like a momentum killer. When you hit that ball in the gap like you did, and you're rounding the bases, just take what's given to you.
You can't make an out on the bases.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't make a silly out on the bases.
You can't do that, especially when you talk about the game. It still was in its infancy, and we needed a spark. And I understand that you probably got caught up in, you know, saying, hey, I'm going to be the guy that's going to get this thing going. Take what's given to you, man, because you, boy – you look, what did somebody say, like you had a piano on your back trying to get to second base?
I'm so done with Alec Bohm. I'm just so done. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Schwarber. He is the leader of this group. What did he have to say after the game?
There's no tightening up. There's no anything, right? Like, our job is to do one thing, win a baseball game tomorrow. And our goal is to find a way to make sure that we can get it back to Philadelphia. And that's our mindset. That's what it is. And, you know, we're going to, you know, everyone's going to do what they need to do to where they're going to prepare. They're going to, you know, think about everything. And I mean, there's going to be no preparation. This is postseason, right? Like, this is, there's no kind of key hidden, right? This is just, you know, postseason baseball, and we're going to find a way to win a game.
of all of them, he's been part of this before. I mean, his Cubs team in 2016 was down 3-1 in the World Series and came back. So I expect Schwarber to be ready for tonight, and he'll give good at-bats. That runout's got to follow. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy gut check day, man.
I like that. It is a gut check. It's a gut check for the franchise and all these guys here. They paid a lot of money, too.
Before we get into the Phillies, Hugh, what in God's name are you doing with your fantasy team? You dropped Neighbors?
I dropped a few people.
Whoa, I'm not going to go pick him up.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
He went through?
Hugh.
He's gone, dude. I tried claiming your season's somebody over. Else got him.
Oh, someone got him. Hugh, you got to give me the heads up when you drop good players.
Yo, that's a disaster, Hugh.
No, I gave up, dog. The way I played yesterday,
but I would have traded for him.
No, because I tried to pick up who's the receiver from the Falcons, it didn't give it to me.
Hold on, you're openly tanking.
Yeah, all right. We got to talk off air about this. Let's lock back in, Chris. We got a game four tonight. Next time you want to drop a good play, I'll trade for him.
I dropped him yesterday.
Yeah, tell me about that behind the scenes. Oh, go ahead, Chris. Yeah.
So listen, here's all I got, guys, today. It's going to be a little off, a little different. Okay. Here's my message to the Phillies. Okay. Your back is against the wall. All right. Who are you? What are you made of? How do you want to be remembered? All right. You control these answers. You only will write the script. We're giving, as a fan base, we are giving everything possibly within our soul, body, and energy to you. And we demand at this point, we're no longer asking, we demand that you give us the same in return. All right? We're going to leave it with this. The ball's in your court. What will you do? That's all I got for you, fellas.
You got it, Chris. We appreciate the phone call. We're going to find out a lot about this group tonight. Tonight is not just a night that will obviously define this season. It's going to define this group here in Philadelphia. This group has become very, very liked, loved in some cases. Bryce Harper's loved here, right? Some of these players are very, very, very liked. The feeling on this team moving forward changes based on tonight. It really will. There will be a different feel in Philadelphia about this group next season and their ups and the downs and whatever they are. Hugh, they go from like the team everyone loves to root for in Philadelphia to, you know, you guys are, you're not what we thought you were if they lose this game tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be bad, man. And all the pandering and all the other stuff that you've done, people are going to have a gut check. Tonight is a gut check night. And you best believe that if it doesn't work out the way that we think it does, they're going to be calling for everybody's head.
I agree with that.
Nobody's going to be safe.
The honeymoon for this group is over tonight. Tonight we find out, is this a championship team or are they not? I mean, is it a championship group or are they not? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Your gut feeling. As much as my head is telling me they're in a bad spot, my heart's telling me it's not over yet. I feel like the Phillies are going to play a much better game tonight. Look, they could lose. It's baseball. But I think they're going to play a better game tonight. I don't feel a 10-26 on this morning that this series is over. Maybe I'm crazy. Kyle thinks I'm crazy. I mean, he took the life raft and left. I got the water coming in the boat here, and I might be sinking with this ship. John is up. What's up, John?
Joe, Hugh, how are you?
Hey, John.
How you doing?
Listen. I haven't heard anybody talk about this yet, so I want to be the first to say it. Has anybody noticed what this catcher is doing with the pitcher from the Mets? Every time that ball goes left on the outside, the catcher goes on the left. Hasn't anybody seen this?
Are you saying like Alvarez is setting up on the corners where he wants the ball rather than the middle of the plate?
Absolutely. Even when he pitches the ball high, he sits up a little bit more. Like, I've been watching this for the past three games.
I've noticed the high one. He was almost half standing up last night when he wanted Manaea to throw high. I noticed that a lot.
Yeah, and then when he struck out Harper, did you notice where he was?
Yeah, he was in the other box. Yeah, he was in the other batter's box. Yeah, I mean, it is a tell. I mean, he's giving it away where he wants that ball from his pitcher.
And none of these players are seeing it. Like, you guys are getting paid millions of dollars. We're putting out thousands of dollars to be going to these games, buying merchandise. And this is what you're going to give us? I don't want to hear you got a sore wrist, I got a bad elbow. You get paid to play, bro. That's how it is. That's the way it should be. And they're letting us down. And I hate to say it. I'm a Phillies fan all the way. Phillies, Flyers, Sixers, Eagles, everybody. But when my team is playing like crap, I want them to know it. I feel that we deserve that.
And I think they should know it, John. I think they feel it. And John Goodfolk, so I have noticed that, that Alvarez does seem to be pretty demonstrative of where he wants the ball. I mean, at that, you know, at that point, the hitter's kind of locked into you looking at the pitcher. But if they just peek back a little bit, they might see the catcher is, he's not subtle where
he
wants the ball. Yeah.
Give you a tell. Yeah, we got to do something, man. Because the our at-bats, like, it's not working for us right now. We got to do something. And tonight is the night. We got Ranger on the mound, and I know everybody's kind of concerned about him and what he's been these last couple of months. You got to get it done tonight, because if we don't, we already know what time it is.
Well, Ranger's got to give them whatever he has, and then they're going to go to the bullpen quickly. I mean, and which is not a comforting feeling right now, because the bullpen has been really bad in this series. That's it was supposed to be a strength of theirs. But tonight comes down to this for me. They're going to have whatever pitching plan they come up with, however way they're going to try to get 27 outs. You know what's going to be the game tonight? Can they hit the baseball? Like, they put all the money in this team in the offense. Obviously, Wheeler makes a lot, and Noel does, but those guys aren't going to pitch tonight. I know some people want Wheeler to throw tonight. I doubt it. I doubt we're going to see Wheeler tonight on 3 days rest. Noel obviously pitched last night. Where's all the money? Hugh, we always say, where's the money, right?
Who's in the front.
It's in the offense. They have to hit tonight. If they win this game tonight, it's very unlikely that Topper put a magician's hat on and somehow found nine innings of one-run baseball and they went 2-1 with Rangers starting the game. That's very unlikely. The Mets offense is on a heater right now. Hugh, if they win the game tonight, they're going to need hits and home runs and clutch hits
work
and
bats,
walks.
Working at bats.
Yes, all
stuff
that.
Like that. All of that basic baseball stuff.
I know sometimes you would say, well, it's the, you know, you can't always point out how much they make. Well, they poured like $1 billion into this offense. How about those guys rake tonight? Am I asking too much?
No, I don't think so. Not tonight, especially when you talk about all the talking that you did the week prior and how you said that you basically told us it wasn't going to happen the way it's happening. You're going to work these counts. You're going to be smarter about some of the decisions that you make. It didn't look like that last night, Joe. It did, for the most part. It looked like some guys were locked into that and were trying to make the pitcher work harder than he needed to, but other guys were looking for the glory.
Unfortunately, you can't win playoff games like that. That's not how you win playoff games. I mean, it really is. 215-592-9494. Do you feel like this series is over? Against my better judgment, I don't. Mike in Norristown. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, fellas?
Mike, how you feeling, buddy?
Not good at all, man. It's like Rocky IV. Throw in the damn towel. It's over.
A lot of people feel that way, Mike. And I understand why after last night. It felt like a knockout punch. Now, they got up, right? They get to play one more game, but it felt at times like they were delivering knockout blows last night.
Our bullpen is garbage. We should have won game one and been up 2-0 going back, going to New York. Our bullpen's losing the force. Our bats ain't going. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Even if we win tonight, I can see it being another heartbreak. We are going 7 innings, us not hitting. And then their bullpen getting the best of us. I hate to say it. I think it's a wrap.
Well, and Mike, we appreciate the phone call. We all hope you're wrong.
No,
but
I think it's a wrap.
I get where you're coming from. Look,
it feels like it, though.
But it does. But you know what? I can't react and give their obituary until they're dead. They're not dead yet. It's a 2-1 series. The Phillies won back-to-back games, a dozen times this year, 36 times. They won 2 games in a row. It's not like they have to come back from 0-3 in a 7-game series. They have to win 2 baseball games.
Yeah, but I feel like most people feel yesterday wasn't smart baseball for the most part.
I agree with that.
And I think that's where most people are coming down with this. Because it was, like I said, eerily similar to what it's been the last couple of seasons here. Bats go cold. Get pretty decent pitching from Nola. We even talked about it. We were texting back and forth yesterday. He said, well, I said, he gave up his 2, Joe. He got his 2. And he was in the fifth inning when the last one happened. Wasn't it somewhere around there?
Yeah, fourth. I think second and fourth.
Yeah.
And then he pitched into the 6th, and then that's when he ran out of gas. Yeah.
But it was what you thought it could potentially be, and the offense didn't help you out at all.
They didn't help you out at all. I mean, look, we could point to a lot of different things in this series so far, why the Mets are up 2-1 and why we're on the verge of going home way earlier than any of us probably anticipated or even thought was possible. Number one is the offense. I mean, for 3 games, they've done nothing the first 5 innings of these games. I mean, it's like half the game goes by, and then we hope they wake up. You know what I want tonight? I want the top of the first inning. Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Castellanos to put the Phillies up 2-0. You remember early in the season when the Phillies were winning almost every game?
Mm-hmm.
They always had a lead, right? First, second inning, they jumped on the other team.
Like a bunch of crickets.
That's ended. Like, we're always playing from behind. It's really hard to come back every game and have those moments like game two. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
What's up, Jeff?
Jeff, what do you feel this morning?
From the time kids are 4 years old up until they quit playing baseball, there's one thing you usually tell them when you're down runs late in the game or you're struggling to hit. We need base runners. And that's basically code for stop swinging at crap. Alec Boehm saw 5 pitches and 4 at-bats. That's almost impossible. That's literally 2 pitches from being impossible. There is no – first of all, I think that dude quit on the team. I'm telling you that right now. That's the way I see it. This is not on the pitching at all, because here's what happens when you don't score runs. Now the pitchers are starting to press. And Kirkring came in there and almost got us out of that inning, but not quite. And you can't expect these guys to shut teams down every single game. And when you don't score runs – and when you make base-running mistakes and you go up there swinging at pitches that are a foot outside, when you have no business, all you need to do is stand there. And that guy's known for walking people.
Yep.
I mean, his start, I think it was a week or two ago, he didn't make it out of the 4th inning and he had 90-some pitches already. So why are you going up there and swinging at everything?
When they came back from the commercial one time, Jeff, I think it was the 5th, and he had like 40-something pitches, 50 pitches.
Yeah,
it really hit me then. Like, they have let him off the hook. And Jeff, yep. I totally agree with you on Boehm. I do not want him in the lineup today. I thought his approach last night was, I want to go home. Well, if you want to go home, then you could watch the game from the dugout tonight. I thought he had awful at-bats.
I need Cody Clemens in the game. The kid gets in there and hits when he's in there. And I don't want anybody to say, well, he could get exposed because he's playing too much. It doesn't matter now. This might be the last game. So, and I'm not sure about Wheeler pitching, because honestly, it doesn't matter who pitches. If you're not going to score more than 5 runs or 4 runs, it doesn't matter who's pitching tonight.
Yeah, and the thing with Wheeler, and we'll talk more about it, and Jeff, we preached the phone call, he's never pitched on 3 days rest. I know there's a lot of feeling out there that they should do it. I don't believe they're going to. Now, maybe if the game goes a certain way, he comes out of the bullpen to try to help, because obviously it's an elimination game. I don't think it's going to happen that way. I think they're going to have to find a way to 27 outs without Wheeler tonight, starting with Ranger. I think Sanchez plays a role tonight. Don is up on WIP. Hey, Don.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Don. Well, I've been better, but we're trying to get our mindset to good. What's up, Don?
We've all been better, but this series is not over. It's a 5-game series. It's 2-1, like you said, you know, this team puts up zeros and crooked numbers. That's how they hit. I'm more concerned about the fact that Zach Wheeler pitched 7 shutout innings, and since then, the pitching staff's given up 19 runs in 19 innings. That's bad. Like, we got to find a way to get the Mets out also. It's not just scoring runs.
Well, Don, you're right, especially the bullpen. That's probably been the most disappointing aspect of the series. You know, we could kind of imagine the offense would go up and down. They do that a lot. But the bullpen guys, they've allowed 8 inherited runners to score. They rarely have a clean inning. It just feels like no matter who Topper goes to, they're giving up runs in this series.
Yeah, and did you see that coming? Because I didn't see that coming.
I didn't either, you know, no.
They were messy like late, early September, but they seem to settle back down, and they're like throwing batting practice.
I know. And they can't get an inherited runner, you know, not to score. Don, we appreciate it. It feels like, and I know these are tough spots, like the spot Kirkland came into last night is almost impossible. Bases loaded, no outs, like he's probably going to give up a run, even if it's not his fault. But just feels like no matter who Topper goes to, Hugh, they give up some runs.
Yeah, it was tough last night. And you're talking about that situation that they put him in.
Kirkland,
That was a bad spot, man. It was a really, really bad spot. We just need to hit. Bottom line is this. We can't go into this game tonight. And, you know, by the way, I was kind of right about the 7-run thing.
I told you so. Douglas is right.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
You were right.
It was one of those things where you can't be comfortable. Tonight is the night where you got to get it going, man. You have to get off the snide. You have to work these counts. And you have to move runners.
Tonight's game is on the offense. It's on the top 4 guys in the lineup. Like, we could slice this any way we want. We could come up in a million different ways Topper could do this. Here's where the game is tonight. It's on Kyle Schwarber, who is an $80 million contract. It's on Trey Turner with a $300 million contract. It's on Bryce Harper with a $330 million contract. It's on Castellanos with a $100 million contract. That's it. If I'm going to point to one, can I just have one day where I watch a baseball game here and I say, you know what? The best player on the field today was Trey Turner. He gets to face a soft-tossing lefty today. Crush this guy. Like, second batter of the game, I want Trey to put one in the left field seats and give the Phillies a lead.
That would be nice.
Am I asking too much?
No, I don't sound like you are.
I don't think I am either. Let's get there. Maureen in the Northeast. What's up, Maureen?
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
We're trying to cope here, Maureen, and get ready for a game tonight. What are you feeling?
I'm not feeling it. I love the Phillies. I watch them every night. I've gone to spring training. You name it. But we have no offense. They're not consistent. I'm tired of hearing the excuse about JT and his leg up and down, but nobody's hitting. And even if we did win tonight, I don't have the confidence that they would win here in Philly. So I'm sorry. If you had a bet on them, I wouldn't bet for the Phillies right now.
Well, Maureen, I think most people are with you with that. You know, look, if they win tonight and we get to rev this thing back up for a game five, maybe we'll feel different. But I think, Maureen, a lot of people are with you. We appreciate the phone call. I was shocked last night. I looked at FanDuel as soon as the game ended. The Phillies were favorites in tonight's game. Now, the number has moved. People have jumped on betting the Mets, so it's more even. But when the game ended last night, they put the lineup for tonight. The Phillies were the favorite in the game. Even with Rangers set to start, the Phillies were the favorite. It's obviously moved a little bit now. 215-592-9494. Your reaction coming up next. All your phone calls. Are you feeling like this thing is over, or are you still holding out hope? I refuse to write the obituary until the body's dead. I mean, this thing's not dead yet.
It ain't over.
It's
hard to close somebody out, too. For the most part.
I think tonight will be a much more competitive game than last night.
Yeah, it has to, especially when you get your back against the wall. You know, you're looking at elimination. They're going to fight a lot harder.
Kyle is waving the obituary over there.
I'm feeling like more like this team is like the Sixers every day. Oh. And if I'm thinking what the Sixers would do in this game, they would roll over and die.
What would the Sixers do?
Yeah. That's where I'm at right now.
We know what the Sixers would do.
They would roll over and die.
That's cold.
I can't get there. And now, and maybe by 8 o'clock tonight, I'm texting you and saying they are the Sixers. I'm not there yet. Your phone calls. Plus, Rob Thompson spoke to the team after the game. What he said next, it's a bit.